Hi again, listeners, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner, and in today's podcast, we're going to do something a little bit differently. So grab a pen and a piece of paper and be ready to write down some information in a couple seconds. Today's podcast focuses on West Liberty Foods' landfill-free certification. Now, about a year ago, West Liberty attained that certification, and since then, Michelle Boney, Environmental Compliance Officer for the company, has gotten numerous questions about how to embark upon a landfill-free initiative from folks in the industry and outside of the meat and poultry industry. So we thought we would talk to Michelle, field your questions, and have her answer them in a video, which we'll post on Provisioner Online, on YouTube, and via our other media, to answer your questions and put all of the answers in an archived place for your future research. Today, Michelle is going to give us a brief update on where the company stands on Landfill Free, but in the meantime, get your questions ready and email them to me. My email address is Hanasek, Hanasek, at bnpmedia.com. Or you can submit them via our Twitter account. Just tag us on your question at NatProvisioner. That's NatProvisioner. We'll answer those questions in the coming months in a video between myself and Michelle, and we'll let you know personally when that video is ready. All your questions will remain anonymous, so don't worry about that aspect. Now on to the update from Michelle. I have one question for you, Michelle, to kind of warm up the crowd, as it were. We celebrated, or West Liberty Foods celebrated, we visited the corporate-wide landfill-free certification in the spring. So it's been a little while since the whole company has become landfill-free certified. Obviously, congratulations again. But what are some of the updates? What has happened since then? Have you guys attained any milestones or accomplishments that you can share with the readers that have gone above and beyond that initial certification?
Yes. First of all, Andy, we continue to improve on our incineration process. We do incinerate some of our waste. What our goal is try to reduce that incineration process and try to find outlets to recycle these materials that we are sending there. And one finding that we had was we found a vendor that is making rubber mats in the state of Iowa, and we could send our rubber boots that we utilize in our facility to that vendor. They're making the mats out of them. And that's just a little bit of what we've done since we've become landfill-free. And we had that celebration, and it was kind of in the middle of the year, but we are actually coming up on our one-year anniversaries of being landfill-free. We actually became landfill-free in West Liberty and in Mount Pleasant in July of 2012 and in December of 2012. So we're coming up on that one-year anniversary, so we're getting prepared for our new audits, and we'll have more to share with the listeners after we have those audits that are going to be the end of October. So they're coming up pretty quickly.
Perfect. So you've been able to find a way with the rubber boots alone and with some of the other materials to reduce the amount of waste that's going to the incinerator. That's basically the explanation of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That eliminates some of that waste stream going to the incinerator.
Perfect. What's the next challenge that kind of you're trying to tackle right now with that waste stream, if you could share?
I think the biggest challenge, and I think this goes across the meat industry, is the multi-layered plastics, and that's what I'm really challenged to find an outlet for. We've got some people that are interested in multi-layered plastics. We got some other interesting, industries that are coming, they're coming up with new technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that hopefully by our next podcast, maybe I have more information to share with the listeners.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Well, thanks again. This is just a very short podcast, you know, kind of introducing, reintroducing you, because you've done podcasts with us before on this, to the listeners, and again, soliciting questions from the listeners. So thanks for your time, Michelle. And again, listeners, email me at hanasekA@bnpmedia.com or submit your questions at twitter.com/natprovisioner for landfill-free certification, and we will be back in a month or so with answers, and we'll email you directly, too, if you email in your questions to let you know when they've been answered. Thanks again for your time, Michelle, and listeners, thank you as well for listening.